Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Empower Yourself, the place where you get to hear and connect with intuition, spirituality, and alternative health experts every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is July the 2nd, 2009, and I'm your host and intuition development coach, Selena Khan, coming to you live from Toronto, Canada. The topic of our show today is totem animals and how they empower your earth walk with our special guest, Shaman Ing Brown. But before I introduce our guest today, I just wanted to let you know about a really great CD for all of you who are serious about expanding your intuition. It's my CD of guided meditations, and it's available through my website at www.torontopsychicservices.com. Now let me introduce our special guest today. Ing is a Reiki master and teacher in private practice located in Barrie, Ontario, Canada. She is highly intuitive and a gifted empath. She's worked with tarot cards for over a decade. Her studies of Native American shamanic traditions and rituals have helped develop her unique gift of totem animal divination and how these animals walk with you in your world. Ing, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Selena. It's great to be here.
I'm really pleased to have you here. Totem animals are fascinating, and you're the expert. I know that our listeners are really going to be able to get a lot out of this show and have a chance to chat in or call in their questions. So before we get into the questions, I just wanted to remind listeners they can chat in or call in at 347-633-9346. So Ing, do we have one totem animal, or how many do we really have?
We actually have 9 separate totem animals. 2 animals are our major totems, and 7 encompass all the directions. You've got a right-hand sided totem animal that is your father protector, your masculine energy. You've got a left-hand sided totem animal that is your feminine protector, your feminine energy. And then there are 7 additional ones that encompass directions, east, west, south, north, above, below, and within.
Wow, that's a lot. That's amazing. And each one is significant, or are some of them more significant? How does that work?
The major totem animals, the right-hand and left-hand side of you that walk with you all the time, those are extremely significant. Those are major. You can call on them at any point in time. The other ones are, they are solid. They're yours as well. They are not as major. For example, I'll give you the briefly. East, the totem animal in the east, it guides and guards your greatest spiritual challenges and guards your path to illumination. West leads you to personal truths and inner answers. South protects your inner circle and balances your innocence within your personality, sort of like the little child thing. North gives wise counsel and reminds you when to speak and when to listen, and so on. There's, like, above is the guardian of your dreams. Below is how to stay grounded to Mother Earth and on your path. And within, that's a spirituality thing. It guides you on how to be faithful to your personal truth.
Wow, so these animals really are our guides as we're walking on our Earth journey. Ing, I have a question from somebody on chat is wondering, can you tell her what her totem animals are? Do you need specific information, or how does this work?
I can tell her. I'd like to know age and her first name, and I can probably tell her the major totem animals, the right hand and the left hand, for her. And to do all 9, we'd be here probably for an hour. But
right.
I can tell her the right hand and left hand side if I can have her first name and her age.
Sure. So, reading teacher, thanks for being on chat. If you could just chat in your age, your birth date, and your first name, then Ing will definitely give you some guidance on who's walking with you on your left and your right hand side. So, while I'm waiting for that, let's take another question here about Are all the animals important? Now, I know from my own experience, I had one girl come up to me after I was doing some public mediumship. She wanted to know what her totem animal was. Intuitively, I got that it was a skunk. She really wasn't pleased with it.
Well, the skunk is a wonderful thing, actually. A skunk teaches respect, reputation, and self-esteem. Because
okay.
in nature, a skunk is always given a wide berth because of his gifts, and that happens to be the stench that he can admit. But he always has respect. So a skunk deals with reputation, self-esteem, and how to be aware of the energy that you put out.
So it sounds like all animals have an important gift. No matter how we're looking at them in terms of the status, I'm sure... people can recognize there are gifts in a fly as well as,
yes.
a panther.
Yes.
The reading teacher has given me her name. Her first name is Leanne, L-E-A-N-N-E, and
mm-hmm.
she's 41 years old.
Okay. Her left hand, the feminine energy, is a spider. Again, we'd all love that these things were extremely majestic and that we would have something huge and whatnot, but a spider is extremely important. The right-hand side is a crow. The spider, for example, and I'll give it to you only briefly, encompasses the energy of weaving. The spider in legend with Native American legends had the first primordial language, in other words, language of angles and shapes and so on. So a spider sees beyond the story that is in front of her. It creates from the heart, as the spider does, and weaves a new web to greet us each morning. The spider honors the children of the earth, meaning everybody. So as you're weaving your own life, so you should also go out and help others to weave theirs. The crow, the right-hand side, I mean, I could go on and on about the spider, but I'll leave that one. The crow is the right-hand side, protects the male energy, and he is extremely special. He is a keeper of sacred law. He is what's called a left-handed guardian of the gateway to the supernatural. That's a big way of saying he's a sentinel in the dark side. He lives in the void, in the dark space. And everybody thinks that black is the color of evil. It is not. It is the color of the void. It is a place where Great Spirit lives and a place where you see past, present, and future. So the crow walks with you, Leanne, as a way of being asked to stand in your personal truth, use your voice for the betterment of all concerned, and to walk tall and proud, because I have an intuitive sense that you've been having some issues with self-esteem. So the more I connect, the more I can feel it. But we can leave it there. The spider is your female, your feminine side. The crow is your masculine, your male side. And anything else can be also, I mean, if Leanne, if you wanted to email me, I can give it to you in even greater detail.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, wow, she's chatted in that the spider makes sense because she's a teacher. So
that's fabulous. Okay, that is
wow.
Absolutely fabulous. But she also has an intuitive side for crow to be on her masculine side. So don't discount things that you intuitively think, I should be doing this, and then your logical brain talks you out of it. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, Ing. That's really insightful. I have more questions for you, but before I ask you more questions about totem animals, I have Cool Cat who's chatted in. She's wondering, do you have the same totem animals throughout all of your lifetimes on Earth?
Yes.
Or do they change?
You have the same initial seven. You definitely have the same two major ones. And you have the additional seven. So you have all nine are the same. They don't change. However, there are animals that come in on your earth walk that are transient, that help you through. You may be seeing a ton of raccoons or even a ton of salmon, you know, if you're going out with fishing and so on and there's a group of salmon. There are reasons why we see animals transient that come through. They may be there to help us learn a particular lesson and so on. So these ones change. I have a black panther that's currently been walking with me for the last year. She is not my major totem animal in any way, shape, or form, but she's just hanging around. So there are things that she needs to teach me before she continues walking on her own. I hope that answers the question.
Mm-hmm. I'm noticing that you're saying she and he. Now, is that because some are on your masculine side and some are on your feminine side?
They can be. They can be. I do know, for example, the Black Panther for me happens to be a female entity. So,
okay, and that's an intuitive sense? Or?
Yes, that is an intuitive sense.
Okay.
For the most part, I would, when speaking with a client, address a particular animal intuitively as he or she, not because they're grouped that way.
Okay. Okay, so how do you work with totem animals? When do you call on them?
You can actually work with or call on them all the time. As a healer, as a Reiki master, I call on all my totems before I do a session. But for a person that's just that walks, goes to work 9 to 5 every day and so on, it can be as simple as I require strength to get through X, whatever X happens to be. And the first animal that comes to mind, if they're aware of their totem animals, call on them, because obviously there is a lesson that needs to be learned, or there is their particular strength or shield that that is needed to get the person through something. So it can be called in times of greatest strife and crisis. It can also be called on for something a little bit smaller than that. The in-laws are coming over for dinner, and you're just saying, oh, please, just let me get through this. You can do it that way, but be very careful, because in nature, your animals need you need to have a certain amount of respect. The animals have respect for you. You need to respect the animals. So if you're going to call on your totem, make sure that you call on them for something other than I broke a nail.
Right.
Okay?
So
for something that's heartfelt important to you, make sure that that's the reason that you call on them.
Okay. That's good advice. So now you've been doing these readings over the email. I know that I have listeners from all over the United States as well as Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to do full readings for clients from a distance then?
Yes. Yes, that's one of the things that I do specialize in. I'm able to hone in on their energy, and it does not need to be on the phone. Many times clients email me, and through the website they email me, and they want to know their totems. They're asking for a totem animal report. I can intuit all 9 totem animals for them and put them in a report that's individualized, but something that makes sense just to them. And not necessarily even, and not email it out, but snail mail it out. Email sometimes is impersonal. So you want something, they can have then something concrete that will help them, because you're never going to remember all 9 initially and what they mean to you and so on. So this one sets it up in a very business environment, because a lot of the clients for me in the past have been business people who are just dabbling on the other side, and this actually then gives them a best of both worlds. I have something that's energetically, that's on the other side, but it's also in a business format.
Okay. Now, I do know that for our listeners today and for anyone who happens to hear the show on archive, that you have a special that you're offering, and that is to give a full report on all 9 totem animals for a special discount of $50.
Yes.
And that's discounted from the original price of $65, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, and we're only offering that until July the 9th. That's the last day that you can ask in for her amazing report before it goes back to full price. So, Ing, I just want to let people know how they can contact you for this. Can you give me your website and your email?
www.whisperofwind.com. So Whisper of Wind is all one word. And the email is shaman@whisperofwind.com.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Can we have totems with the pets in our home, or are they all wild animals?
Doesn't necessarily need to be all wild animals, or, for example, something majestic like a panther or an alligator or a badger or so on. I have a chocolate lab here that lives with me amongst a ton of other animals, but he is what I would term one of my totems. He's been with me for 5 years, and he is constantly glued to me, but we are energetically connected, and there are lessons that he teaches me each and every day. And it's only been in the last, let's say in the last 3 years, that I've been more aware that he is more my totem than, you know, because I always have, I've had a dog as my totem in one of my energy levels. And I've thought, yes, well, what is a dog, blah, blah, blah. And it was very humbling to learn that, yes, it does not need to be a wild animal. It can be the pet in your house. Your dog, your cat, your gerbil, your hamster, they all have lessons to teach you.
Right. I'd love to hear a story of yours, or if you have a client story that you can share with us.
Well, I do have, because people are often disappointed with to hear what their totems are. And I have a client, or I had a client who wanted to know about totem animals and which animal was her totem. And I, of course, educated her on the number of totems, but I was talking to her, asking her specifically about her life. And through conversations, I found out that she was seeing raccoons everywhere. They were live raccoons, unfortunately, also those that had passed on the side of the road, but more than she had ever seen in her life. We all see a few in the springtime that have died or crossed over, but she was seeing them everywhere. And I told her that the raccoon was her feminine energy, her left-hand side of their totem animals. And she was quite disappointed. She said, you know, I really don't like raccoons, not even just a little bit. She thought it was such an insignificant creature. The raccoon is actually a protector. The energy of the raccoon is a protector of those that cannot fight or fend for themselves, for the infirm. And her profession? She was a caregiver for disabled adults.
Oh, so how apropos is that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when I told her what energy the raccoon represented, and vis-a-vis her profession, she was floored. She obviously accepted the raccoon, and she said, this is why I've been trying to think that I needed to get out of this profession, and while I was going through this turmoil, that's when she saw all the raccoons. The raccoons were telling her to stay in the profession she was, because this was her gift.
So that was an actual message from her totem animal by starting to show up in her reality over and over and over again.
Yes.
Now, does that happen for people where if they are really drawn to an animal or they notice animals, that's not necessarily their totem, is it? Or does that
it could be.
Probably.
It could be.
Yeah, this woman wasn't drawn to it.
Well, she wasn't drawn to the raccoons. They were just presenting themselves everywhere. If you are, in fact, drawn to certain animals and if you repeatedly have the same type of dreams that the animals are coming to you, or animals, single, plural, it doesn't matter, and these same animals are coming to you night after night, week after week, you're having the same recurring dreams, and or if you begin to collect items around your house you're not even aware of, you could be sitting with an entire collection of frogs, and you've just felt this urge to collect them for years, or mice. You know, all manner of different caricatures related to mice. For me, it was entirely different, but I've known about my totems for a decade before I knew that they were totem animals. They were just all over my house.
Wow. So tell me, how did you get into this? It's such a unique kind of relationship to have with animals.
I'm not even sure. I think many people used to call me for years the epitome of Snow White, because I would be outside and I would have chickadees that would come to my hand to feed. The things that would happen with wild animals, not huge wild animals, but wild animals that shouldn't actually happen. So there was that. But I think it was just a matter of the fact that I was dreaming constantly of eagle and a wild Mustang. Those are my two major totem animals, day after day after day after day for years, and did not realize that posters covered my house related to eagles. I was sketching wild Mustangs. I had pictures of wild Mustangs. I had books that I was drawn to do it. So it was, I wanted to find out more, and I started to do a little bit of research on why I was dreaming about the eagle and dreaming about the wild Mustang. And once I started to do that research, it just opened up more. I started to discover more about other animals in my life and in other people's lives, and then discovered I had an uncanny ability to be able to pick out what people's totems are, to intuit them, to know what they are.
That's amazing. Ying, I have to tell you, we have about 5 minutes left. So any of our listeners out there who would like to know what their totem animals are, the two ones that walk with you on your right and your left-hand side, all Ying needs is your first name and your age. So take advantage while you're listening. Otherwise, she is offering her full report at a discount until July the 9th at $50. I'll give you the information again to contact you at the end. I do have a question from Cool Cat, who's on chat, asking about the two major totem animals and is there a particular significance regarding cats or dolphins. Her name is Kathy with a C, and she's 54.
For her, the dolphin is actually her feminine, energy, her feminine side. And actually, a dolphin is kind of fun. In nature, dolphin is one. Cats, I'm not 100% sure that the cat is one of her major totem animals, and I'm not talking about a domestic cat, but I'm seeing more a mountain lion.
Mm.
A little bit bigger than that. Kathy is 54, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mountain lion signifies leadership of some sort. Either you are, and that is your masculine energy. That's what I'm getting. You know, intuitively, Kathy could jump in and say, "Excuse me, but it's not right." I'm getting that it's much larger than a domestic cat, and it is a mountain lion. So I'll tell you about the mountain lion. It has a lot to do with leadership, and it's a huge responsibility. In other words, as a leader, and it depends on what it is that you're doing, whether you're a store manager, whether you're a leader as in an office manager, the responsibility is that you bear the brunt of people's mistakes. And it does not necessarily mean that other people will follow you just because you are a leader type. You can strike out in your own personal direction and hope that others will follow you. You need to bump up a little bit more on your self-esteem because that's a little bit low, and the mountain lion is the one that helps you do it. The dolphin, quickly, is all play. Dolphin is the keeper of a language. That's why scientists have been trying to decipher it for decades. It's the keeper of the breath of life and of a certain specific language of pattern, rhythm, and sounds. But it's very important because you are linked to the children of the earth. You are the person that is filled with playtime, and you're teaching other people that you have to have a balance in your life of play and work. Because if you don't have the balance, you'll be all play and nothing else will get done, and the reverse is also true, all work and no play. So the dolphin keeps you in balance, and you're here to teach everybody else that.
Hmm. She's saying that she does feel an affinity to all cats, including wild cats, and you know that what you're saying is really resonating with her. Thanks so much for giving her totem animals, the two that are walking with her. Now, Cool Cat, she needs to bring more play and teach people into how to balance that.
Yes.
And she's a leader as well. So isn't that interesting that those two things go together? Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So let me ask you another question. And, you know, I noticed that we're talking about domestic cats and wild cats. Are totem animals grouped in any way according to species?
They can be. If you're looking at cats, for example, you're going from a black panther to a mountain lion to a tiger and so on. They have some of the major characteristics in nature that they would have, being carnivores, being so on. But each one of them has their own specific gift. So you can say, yes, I have an affinity to cats, but...
Mm-hmm.
An affinity to a mountain lion versus a black panther. A black panther is embracing the unknown, the spiritual, the dark side of things that other people don't want to see. Mountain lion embraces leadership or carries the energy of leadership. So they do have some of the nature characteristics, but when you go into personality characteristics, they are uniquely different. You are not going to have the same. My domestic cat is not going to be the same as yours.
Interesting. I wonder, these descriptions of the animals, they are wonderful. Are they on your website, or will people have to contact you directly for a reading?
There is an entire section on how animal totems work, but the animals themselves, there isn't a description of all of them on the website. There is a basic setup on how animals, what kind of basic characteristics they have, but how that characteristic relates to that person who's asking, it's individual. In other words, it can't be a blanket thing. Just because a Black Panther is, quote-unquote, embracing the unknown, the unknown may be different for me as it is for you. And so I don't want to put the animal characteristics on, because people will take them saying, yes, it absolutely, a badger's aggression. Oh, my God, I've been too aggressive in my life. No, no, this is a reason why you need the badger in your life. And it requires an explanation as it relates to the person who is asking.
Right, and I know that you're very intuitive, and that a lot of these animals do speak to you directly when you're in a person's energy, tuning into them, either in person or on the phone or through email, that you are able to really pull out some of the significant parts of how that animal relates to their life, as opposed to somebody else's life who has the same totem animal.
It's very specific on how it relates to the person's life. It's not a general here. This is your an eagle is your totem animal. There you go. It's the same for everyone. It is not.
Right. So we only have 2 minutes left. So Ying, I just wanted to get your information out again. People can contact you either at www.whisperofwind.com through the contact section there, and your email again.
Shaman@whisperofwind.com.
Wonderful. Ying, I can't tell you how much this has been really fun learning about totem animals. And thank you for sharing your expertise with our listeners. I know that people will be going to your website to find out how totem animals work and how to contact you to get a full 9-animal totem reading. Just quickly, how long would that take about to actually do a full 9-animal reading for someone?
I can have it sent out to them within 2 weeks. I mean,
wow.
It has to, I intuit it, I write it up, and present it in a report and send it off snail mail to them about 2 weeks.
Okay, so there's a lot of work that goes into this, a lot of intuitive work, a lot of interpretation.
Yes.
And as I say, I am impressed with your gifts. Thank you so much, Ying. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been a wonderful pleasure. Namaste.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for your questions. I'm glad that we've been able to connect today, and hopefully you'll be learning more about the totem animals that you are walking with in your life. And I do urge you to check out Ying's website. She is definitely one of the more gifted people that I have come across in my journey here. So we are out of time. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that if you're looking to expand your intuition, check out my Intuition Development Meditation CD. It has some really great channeled meditations, and you can find it on my website at www.torontopsychicservices.com. Or you can also call me at 416-855-5712 for more information on my CD and upcoming workshops. So be sure to listen in to next week's show with our guest, Dan Hanneman, where you'll learn how energetic releases can actually lead to abundance. I'm your intuition development coach, Selena Khan, wishing you an intuitive, healthy, and successful day. I'll see you next week.